This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning. You're listening to Mint Business News with me, Gopika Gopakumar. Here are the main headlines this morning.
Telecom major Reliance Jio has aced the 4G network speed chart of both average download and upload despite marginal decline in Jio's 4G speed to 6.2 Mbps in October from 6.4 Mbps in September. The telecom major continued to maintain its lead in the segment. Automaker Tata Motors has bagged order for 1,000 buses from Haryana Roadways. As per the contract, the automaker said that it will supply 52-seater fully built BS6 diesel buses in a phased manner. Citigroup plans to sell shares worth 1,000 crore rupees of Nykaa through a block deal today. American private equity firm TPG Capital is the seller in the block deal, which would provide 0.5% discount from the ongoing rate. This comes days after the lock-in expiry for pre-IPO investors came to an end. Aditya Birla Fashion and Retail inked pact with Galeries Lafayette to open luxury department stores and a dedicated e-commerce platform in India. The flagship stores in Mumbai and Delhi will bring more than 200 luxury and designer brands under one roof. DSP Investment Managers Private Limited will buy nearly 10% stake in Equitas Small Finance Bank following approval from the Reserve Bank of India. The merger is aimed to meet RBI's licensing conditions to bring down the shareholding of the holding company to 40% within a period of 5 years. Malaysia's IHH Healthcare said SEBI has advised it to proceed with its stall open offer to acquire 26% market share in Fortis Healthcare only after obtaining an order from the Delhi High Court. IHH Healthcare had acquired a 31.1% stake in Fortis by infusing fresh capital of 4,000 crore rupees in November 2018. The company is waiting for a go-ahead to proceed with its stall open offer to acquire an additional 26% stake in Fortis. Kirloskar Brothers has called for an extraordinary general meeting of its shareholders on December 8, 2022 to consider the demand for a forensic audit of the affairs of the company by an external agency. It follows a requisition by Kirloskar Industries along with Atul Kirloskar and Rahul Kirloskar, who together hold 24.9% of Kirloskar Brothers, which has, however, advised its shareholders to reject the resolution. Life Insurance Corporation of India sold 56.68 lakh shares or a 2% stake in the automobile company Bajaj Auto via open market transactions. With this, LIC shareholding in the company stands reduced to 5.2% from 7.2% earlier. Moving on to markets, Indian markets erased early gains and turned volatile in intraday trade amid mixed global cues and softened crude oil prices. Key indices Nifty 50 declined over 40 points to trade below 18,300 levels, whereas S&P BSE Sensex slipped over 150 points to hit day's low of 61,587 levels. Globally, US markets declined overnight as investors assessed prospects of higher rate hikes by the Fed. Dow Jones, Nasdaq Composite and S&P 500 dropped up to 0.3%. In business term of the day, we look at commercial paper. It's a form of unsecured short-term debt. It's commonly issued by companies to finance their payrolls, payables, inventories and other short-term liabilities. Maturities on commercial paper range from 1 to 270 days with an average of around 30 days. With that, it's a wrap on today's edition. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great weekend. See you next week. Bye-bye.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.